is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. Most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Freedom, man. That's what it's all about. You've got to groove on freedom, like the good book says.
Welcome. You are listening to What on Earth is Happening? This show will discuss the topics of human consciousness, mind control, natural law, the occult, and all issues that affect the freedom of the people of Earth. What on Earth is Happening will endeavor to shine light upon the darkness of our world and to offer empowering solutions to the problems we face as humanity approaches its critical moment of choice. And now, here is your host, Mark Passio.
Welcome, one and all. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. The network's website, republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Saturday, October 25th, 2014. This show is, of course, live every Saturday evening here on RBN from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. We have a great show lined up for you here tonight. We're going to be continuing to present the extended version of the Cosmic Abandonment presentation that I gave back in late 2013. Cosmic Abandonment is a presentation that explores the connection between what I refer to as the interference theory of human origins and the current human condition. Tonight on the show, we're going to have a little bit of fun, and we're going to discuss some movie allegories, some works of fiction that actually tell a very powerful and important part of the story of the real origins of humanity, the interference theory of human origins, through Hollywood fiction. And I'm going to discuss several movies and talk about some of the connections that they have with the events that occurred in the ancient past on Earth. So that's coming up on this edition of What on Earth is Happening. And then, maybe about halfway through the program or so, I will start taking your calls on any topic you want to explore, including cosmic abandonment or anything else, because there are never any taboo topics on What on Earth is Happening and never will be. So I'll give the call-in number right here at the top of the show, and people can get in the caller queue if they wish to. So the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Once again, the call-in number to join us here on What on Earth is Happening, 800-313-9443. Just a couple of brief event announcements. The Free Your Mind 3 conference is coming up in early 2015. You can check out more information about this great forthcoming conference at the conference website, freeyourmindconference.com. I am scheduled to be one of the featured speakers at the Free Your Mind Conference. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be held just outside of Philadelphia this year, and that's all I'll say for now. I'll let people go to the conference website to get details, which will be forthcoming. So Free Your Mind 3 coming up in April of 2015. The website, freeyourmindconference.com. Definitely check it out. I want to let people know that I am working with an editor on a What on Earth is Happening book. I've talked about this briefly on past shows. This individual has done absolutely phenomenal work helping me to prepare the material for this book. And he sent me a draft, and I've been looking it over and having a couple of people look it over, and it's coming along really great. And I'm really excited that I think probably by early next year, hopefully by the time the Free Your Mind Conference rolls around, or although I don't want to make any promises, the book will be actually published. I'm going to self-publish it and put it out there for anybody who wants to pick up a copy. So I just want to let people know a little progress report there, that it's going really, the book is coming along really well, and I'm really looking forward to putting that out sometime early next year if everything goes according to plan. With that said, I also want to mention that there is a donation button on the left-hand side of the whatonearthishappening.com website. If you feel that you have received value from the information that I've presented and shared on this radio show and on my website, you can feel free to make a purely voluntary donation to help support my work so that I can continue it into the future. And, don't you know the new thing, the new attack when, people... when absolute shills and, people who are brain damaged can't attack the information that you put out, and they can't put a chink in, what other people mentally, think of you as, because you do hold some integrity and you do stand in truth and you do stand in courage and you do keep speaking the truth out into creation for other people to hear. The very last thing people can attack you on is, oh, you're accepting donations. That makes everything, all my work somehow invalid, or that makes me some kind of a shill because, I open up for, other people's generosity should they want to voluntarily give it. I mean, this is the most nonsensical notion that I've ever personally heard of, but, for people who, fall into these kind of logical fallacies, it doesn't really surprise me. There's a lot of people out there with completely burnt brains. So, that's all I really have to say about that. And, I've already spent too much time mentioning it up. I guess I'll be, doubly or triply a shill by mentioning that I do still have some What on Earth is Happening t-shirts. I have not put anything for sale up on my website ever up to this point. When the book comes out, I'm obviously not going to be able to just give books away, because I'm going to have to put out a significant amount of money to press the book on my own, to actually, self-publish it. So, of course, the physical copies I will have to sell, but I'm going to arrange somehow putting out electronic copies of it for extremely, extremely inexpensive prices. Maybe I'll just do any kind of a voluntary donation for the book. We'll get you an e-copy of it, that'll be as close to free as I could put it out there. And, I don't care if anybody wants to share it with whoever they want. Of course I want it to be shared. I want the information out there. So, I'll probably do something like that with an e-copy of it once it does get published. And, of course, I'll have to charge a small amount for the actual physical book, because I can't just press those and give them away. I don't have that kind of money to do that. But, I also have some t-shirts that are left over from, I printed up a bunch of t-shirts for the Connecticut seminar, the Demystifying the Occult seminar. And I want to really thank everybody who attended that seminar, and the t-shirts actually sold very well. It was like a hot item at the table, you know, when we tabled some merchandise there. And, you know, people seem to really like the design. It has the What on Earth is Happening Earth design on the front, you know, with the website, and then, you know, with the blue rays coming off of the earth. And then on the back, it has the One Great Work seal, that I kind of designed, based on the classic all-seeing eye design, the reverse of the Great Seal. But it says One Great Work, Truth, Love, Freedom. And then there's the phrase, there is only two mistakes one can make on the path to truth, not starting and not going all the way. So we'll continue on the other side of this break, folks. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. Before the break, I was just letting everyone know, I was basically continuing my shill activity because I'm going to mention some merchandise for like the first time since I've, pretty much come out and started publicly speaking. We printed some What on Earth is Happening t-shirts. I put out maybe about a little over $1,500 to have these professionally silk screened. They came out really nice. And we brought them to the Connecticut seminar. It was the first time that I've ever had any t-shirts pressed. You know, the idea here was, let's get some promotion going for the website. And, you know, a nice t-shirt might get some people talking and could, you know, bring up the topic of, you know, kind of what this radio show talks about and, you know, what the website gets into and turn some people onto it. And that was the intent. So we printed some up. They sold really well. People really seemed to like the design. And I may offer these on the website. People could let me know what they think of that. Or maybe, I'll just put an email link or something like that, and you can email me and ask me how you can get a hold of a copy. I'll, figure out exactly how I want to work that. But, I'll probably make some of these publicly available because I do think they came out really nice. I think people will like the design. Maybe I'll take a photo of them and, put it up on the radio show next week or, put it up somewhere on the site next week. But just wanted to mention that I'll probably be doing that in the near future. And, of course, that makes me an absolute fraud. So, just so everybody's clear on that. Seriously, though, let's jump into the topic, the material for tonight's broadcast. And as always, I want to direct everybody's attention, if they're listening live, to the whatonearthishappening.com radio show page. You go to whatonearthishappening.com, click the radio show tab. As always, underneath the player, when I'm live on the air, there are images for the show. And underneath that, you'll see the cosmic abandonment slides. If you're listening with the podcast, this is podcast 173, and the slides are, of course, posted with each podcast. There's also a zip archive link where you can actually download a zipped archive of a zipped folder of all of the images if you want to open them up just locally on your computer. That's my recommendation, probably the easiest way to do it. You have all the images numbered in one folder. So we're going to be starting on image number 157 this evening, which is simply the section. It begins the section of the Cosmic Abandonment presentation called Allegories. So I'll just start by defining what an allegory is because, some people may not be familiar with that term. I would guess any kind of longtime listeners, of course, are familiar with what an allegory is. It's something I talk about a whole lot. An allegory is a story, a poem, a picture, a symbol of some kind that can be interpreted. It's an encoded story, poem, picture, or symbol. It's something that is encoded, and it can be decoded or interpreted in a certain way to reveal a hidden meaning, to reveal some hidden understanding. And usually that hidden meaning or hidden understanding is a moral lesson of some kind. It can also be hidden events that people want to explain in a covert way without coming out and actually saying, these are the names, these are the dates, these are the people involved, etc. So they'll change the name, but the story is basically the same. So this is what we're going to be talking about tonight on the show. Allegories that deal with the cosmic abandonment topic, that deal with the interference theory of human origin, that beings came to our planet in the very ancient past and did some sort of manipulation to humanity or created humanity in a manipulated way for their own purposes and wanted to use this planet and people for their own resources and their own reasons, their own agendas. That's the general thesis. People have called this, I call it interference theory. People have called it intervention theory. I accept that as a name for this topic, but like I've said, it kind of like doesn't really do it justice because it almost sounds like, oh, you're doing an intervention of some kind. Well, that could be helpful. Interference means you're standing in somebody's way of where they want to go. You know, you're blocking them. You're preventing their forward progress. That's why I prefer the term interference theory, but it's also been called ancient astronauts theory, you know, things like that. Alien involvement in human evolution, etc. You can call it really whatever you want. It's all the same basic concept. And many fictional movies, fictional stories have dealt with this theme, again, in an encoded way. And you have to understand the general background story that we've gone over in the first part of this extended presentation, which was called The Story of the Human Past. If you need to understand the basic outline of that story in order to understand how these allegories are retellings of that story of our past. So, you know, of course, if you're not familiar with that, you want to look at the researchers I talked about last week on the program and listed, and I've gotten some good feedback about that. People seem to be putting that resource list to good use. They like the way I, you know, provided some basic links so that people can just click on, you know, to do a web search or to do a YouTube video search or to do an Amazon book search, you know, so that people can do this type of research on their own. And, you know, you'll discover so many other researchers connected with this field when you research the ones that I put out there. So it worked out the way I linked that stuff, and people are getting some good use out of that, and I'm glad to hear that. So let's start in with some of these allegories. And I'm sure I've missed some. I'm sure people will have others. You know, there's a couple that I am going to mention that aren't on the slides. I didn't make slides to represent them, or, you know, I became aware of them after this presentation had already been built. I'll probably add in some slides down the road when I refine or enhance this presentation. But for now, we're just going to touch on a few, and then when we go to the phones, if you want to bring up any that you think allegorically deal with this topic, you know, you're free to do so. So the first one that I'm going to talk about on slide number 158 is probably my personal favorite movie of all time. It's the cult classic They Live, starring Roddy Piper. It was made by the director John Carpenter. And I'm going to tell, you know, a little bit of an anecdotal story about my meeting with Roddy Piper in a little bit. But let's talk about the movie first. They Live, I believe, came out in 1985, or was it 88? I'll look up the date, but essentially, it was 88. And essentially, it's about a man who is pretty poor. He's looking for work. He's out of work. And, you know, he finds some work as a construction worker. And very synchronistic experiences lead him through kind of living in a tent city to become aware of some sort of an underground resistance movement that has together detected the presence of alien beings that are already in control of the planet, that are already in control of the Earth. They are, you know, the so-called elite of the Earth. They're the people who are the, quote, movers and shakers. They're the people who own all the corporations, all the money, all the businesses, the police, the military, etc. Politics. Storyline up on the other side. Stay with us, everyone.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
That's right, the code of silence can't go on, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're going to broadcast the truth out into the universe until it is heard, understood, integrated, acted upon, and sets this world free. Let's continue talking about some of the fictional allegories that deal with the interference theory of human origins as part of the extended cosmic abandonment presentation. We were talking about the movie They Live, starring Roddy Piper, a cult classic by John Carpenter from 1988. The Piper character, his name is Nada. Very interesting that kind of is a slang word for nothing. He's like the spirit, you know, who's going through life, going through the world of incarnation here on Earth and, you know, discovering hidden truths. So he comes across this resistance movement that is poor and trying to put the word out about aliens who are present in the midst of people. You know, this could be a allegory regarding psychopaths, and you'll understand that that's, in many cases, that's what these people are talking about, because you know, that they're the progeny of these beings that were here from thousands of years ago. They interbred to try to keep the genetics as, quote, pure as possible, you know, as they saw it, and therefore they may have you know, kept a lot of psychopathy going. And or in many cases, again, I talked about psychopathy, primary psychopathy in particular, having an origin in the genetic manipulation that was done to early humanity. And then therefore psychopaths want to continue to interbreed those traits, those genetic characteristics among them, to kind of keep it in the family and keep their ruthlessness intact so that they can stay on top, so to speak, that they can keep these dominating and controlling aspects, you know, that come with the concept of, that come with the disease, I should say, of psychopathy. So you can interpret the allegory that way, or you can just see it as you know, these beings represent, you know, on at face value, what they're portrayed as, non-human entities, or perhaps possessed souls, beings that have been inhabited spiritually, you know, and have been taken over. You know, another movie I'll just briefly mention that has a concept like this is Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I didn't include a slide for that either, but that has a lot of these same themes in it, where people are being taken over, and, you know, they're not acting, you know, as normal individuals, and these are consciousnesses from elsewhere, coming to take the planet, coming to basically inhabit the bodies of the people of Earth, and ultimately take everything. They live, you know, works with this alien theme, and, the goal, what they realize, this underground resistance movement that the Piper character Nada becomes involved with, what they realize they have to do is stop the mind control signal that is going out to the population through the television, the radio, the newspapers, subliminal messages, everywhere he looks with these glasses that this underground resistance movement has developed that they call Hoffman lenses. These black sunglasses can allow you to see all the subliminal mind control that these beings are putting out to keep the population asleep and continue to rule over them. So it's a brilliant allegorical film. It's kind of B-movie-ish in many ways, and that's, you know, absolutely, I have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, I kind of think that lends to the character or charm of some of these movies. A lot of people who want to watch this as strictly fictional movie buffs, bad idea, because you're not watching this for the entertainment value so much as you are for the encoded message. If you understand it's an allegory, try to reserve your judgment about, well, how were the effects or how was the acting, okay? Movie making aside, you have to be willing to suspend that critical aspect of looking at a lot of these films and just watch them to look, to hear and understand the message that's contained within them. A lot of people can't do that, you know, unfortunately, very unfortunately. They see a movie as just a piece of entertainment value, just a movie, just something, a story somebody's just trying to creatively tell. And in many cases, that's definitely not the intent behind the creators of film. They're really putting out a spiritual message in many ways. And what Carpenter is clearly putting out here is, you know, what he thinks of our current situation in the world as being ruled by these sick, psychopathic people. And the whole goal is shut the signal off. Get the television message out of people's heads. Get the propaganda out of their heads. Once you shut that signal off, by their very nature, they'll be open-minded more to the truth. It's like I said, you know, the whole mind control signal is like the sorcerer's dissociative datura, this plant that is used by South American sorcerer shamans to basically dissociate people from reality and basically then, you know, keep them under their thumb and keep them under control and keep them in a hypnotized type state. That's what the television does. And the message of this is, until we turn off the poison signal, we interrupt the poison signal, we're not going to really be making much headway. And the main character has to actually sacrifice himself at the end of the film in order to do that. So, themes of sacrifice are profound in the film as well. I cannot recommend strongly enough to anyone who has not seen this film to watch it immediately, if not yesterday. Okay? I mean, I can't give any stronger recommendation for a film. So, for those who are familiar with it, you understand why I recommend it so highly. For those who are not familiar with it, you need to watch it right away. I just want to briefly talk about my personal meeting or encounter with Roddy Piper when he came to Philadelphia. And it was at a movie screening for the 25th anniversary of the film They Live. I saw They Live in the theaters on the first night of its release. And people will say, well, why would you go see this film on the first night of its release? That was 1988. What was I? I was, that would make me 14 years old at the time, okay? So why would I, as a 14-year-old boy, want to have gone to see this film? And the answer is because I was a big fan of Roddy Piper growing up, because when I grew up, I was into pro wrestling. Yes, I've said it live on the air. People will probably, have lots of things to say for that revelation. But I was big into wrestling when I was young, as are many, people. So I liked Piper in particular from the very first moment I saw him wrestle and saw him, do his stage persona. And that's why I wanted to see the film, because when he became a Hollywood actor, I wanted to see, what was he going to do? What kind of movies was he going to make? And I didn't understand the film at the time, of course. Not many people did. A lot of people still don't. But I went to see it, and I really enjoyed it. And so, of course, after really, becoming awake and understanding what the film was really about, I saw it with completely fresh and open eyes and saw its brilliance by John Carpenter. So I went to the 25th anniversary screening, which was very awesomely presented here in Philadelphia. When I saw that, that was the 25th anniversary screening was going to be in only a couple of limited places. New York was one, Philadelphia was one, and I think there was a couple other cities, if that. I was really excited to see that. So Barb and I did get tickets with some friends and went to the screening. And there was a picture signing session with Piper, a kind of meet and greet afterward. And we got kind of held up. We had tickets for the meet and greet as well, but we kind of got held up talking amongst ourselves and doing some other things. And we ended up being the last people in line. I was literally the last person in the line for the meet and greet. There was no one behind me. I was the last person in line. He was, still there, and I had noticed even up to the very end, he was very cordial, very gracious to the people who came for the meet and greet and the autograph signing, with his picture that they had given out. And I was pretty impressed by that, because it had to be a long time that we were standing, a couple of hours at least, standing in that line to go up, meet him, shake his hand, talk to him a little bit, and get the photo that they had given out to all the people who had bought meet and greet tickets autographed. And I thought that was pretty cool of him, that, even till the very end, he remained, really happy and very glad to meet and greet the people who came to see the film. So I'll pick up that little anecdotal story after this break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on RBN. We'll be right back.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36. 5576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio. I was giving a little anecdotal story about the time I met Roddy Piper last year. And I was saying how cordial he was, even though he had spent a couple of hours signing autographs and talking with people, even down to the very last person in line, which was me. And when I got up to him, I gave him the photo to sign, and I also handed him my card, my What on Earth is Happening.com business card. And He said, "What's this?" And I said, "That's the real sunglasses. And if you go to that site, you can put them on." And he said, "Okay, I'll definitely do that and I'll check it out. I'm open-minded to hear what people have to say." I said, "Awesome." And I, you know, shook his hand and I said, "You know, at this screening, you know, you were, you know, you came out on the stage and you talked a little bit about the making of the film and how it was to work with the other actors and the directors and everything like that, and you know how the film blew up, and you know you didn't expect it to get as huge as it did and to become a kind of an underground cult classic film, and I, you know, it was really awesome what you came out and said, and you know, it was very interesting to hear." But I said, "You didn't really get into what the film was really about, you know, philosophically, and what the message that Carpenter was putting out there was." And he said, "Yeah, I've kind of stayed away from doing that up to this point." And I said, "Well, have you ever considered, you know, really coming forward and talking about what this film is really about? Because you're a very charismatic individual, and people would be willing to listen to you. You know, they know you as a public figure, you know, and if you did something like that, it would probably be very well received." And he said, "Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate the vote of confidence." And he said, "There are some other people who have been asking me to do that as well. And I've been just, you know, talking with them and considering it and kicking around the idea a little bit, but I haven't really decided to go ahead with it." And I, you know, kind of tried to like give him that little nudge or that push. And I said, "Well, you know, I think you would be awesome at it because, again, you're very well liked and it would probably be a natural thing. You already, you know, were always, you know, great at speaking when you were in wrestling. And, you know, this would kind of be a natural extension to that, except you would be putting out really valuable information. And as, again, a public figure that is charismatic and well liked, people would be open-minded to hear what you have to say." And I could tell he really, you know, thought about what I was saying, and was, you know, again, very nice and very cordial about it. Shook my hand again. We said goodbye, and you know, that was my little encounter with him. So I didn't really think too much of it after that. And again, I'm not going to take credit for this. I'm just going to throw it out there that possibly I may have had something to do with it. But very shortly after that, maybe within about a month or so after that encounter, Alex Jones actually brought Roddy Piper onto his show and interviewed him. And he talked about all the themes that, you know, wherein they live and his whole mental, you know, view of the world in the modern day and, you know, how it was really going. And did a good job, I thought, kind of influenced to do that by Sean Stone, you know, the director Oliver Stone's son, who, you know, knows Piper, is friends with him, and I believe Jesse Ventura and his son Tyrell. And then, you know, they know Alex, of course, and he brought them on his show, which I thought was a great interview. You know, I'm not going to say I, you know, made that happen, but maybe, who knows, maybe he took to heart something that I said. You know, I'd like to think of it that way anyway. And hopefully it kind of, you know, encouraged him a little bit, if nothing else. So that's my little anecdotal story about my my meeting with Piper during the 25th anniversary They Live screening here in Philadelphia. It was very cool. Let's move on to the next slide, 159, and take a look at a couple other allegorical films dealing with men who want to be gods, which is what this whole interference theory of human origins is really about, beings claiming godship over other beings. And there's no better example of this than the old story by Rudyard Kipling, The Man Who Would Be King, that was made into a Hollywood film back in the 70s, starring Sean Connery and Michael Caine. Great film about, actually very interesting that the there are Masons in this movie as well. You know, so the idea of secret societies and you know, hidden knowledge and occultism is brought into the film that way. And the one character, once, of course, the one brother, or, you know, you could look at them as two soldiers on a mission. One of them wants to stay and rule a less technologically advanced civilization that they are thrust into. And the other one just wants to do what he has to do and move on and get out of there and go back home. This is the veiled story of the brothers Enki and Enlil. Of course, Enki being the being that wanted to create us, Enlil the being that wanted to rule over us mercilessly once we were created, because he looked at us as sort of an abomination against nature that had been made and disagreed with the whole plan to genetically manipulate an entire race of beings. These themes are heavily overlapping in this throughout. And again, with these films, you know, it's not an identical telling of the tale. There's a lot of themes in it. And some of the, there's a lot of different themes in it. You know, some movies have some themes with the story that we've laid out here on this extended presentation, and many other researchers have talked about and written books on and made documentaries and, television series, etc. So you're not going to see every film containing every element. You know, they're scattered throughout all of these films. And again, the other part of this is you have to take into consideration that possibly the universe is at work here. That literally the underlying intelligence, creation, and will of the universe itself is at work dynamically in this dynamic form of energy and flow that people have referred to as synchromysticism. And we've talked about this on the show in the past many times. Synchromysticism is kind of how information gets populated into fictional stories through the creative process. Now, some people will call this wrongly, in my opinion, predictive programming. Predictive programming is what people think, well, they're putting out these things deliberately to try to get people to have this in their subconscious mind. I really don't see these allegorical works of fiction so much as predictive programming. Now, I'm not saying that none of that exists. I definitely think it does exist. But these types of films that are trying to, that are putting out elements of the truth, okay, I don't think it's predictive programming. I think it is an example of synchromysticism in many ways, where the creative process perhaps opens people up to information that is simply all around us in what people have referred to as, you know, the underlying field of intelligence, you know, the unified field, the Akash, whatever you want to refer to it as. You know, this is what, you know, certain people with psychic capabilities have been able to pick up on. This is what people, I feel, tap into through the extreme creative process of something like writing or directing a film. And so it doesn't have to be conscious knowledge necessarily on the part of a lot of these filmmakers, although in many of the cases, I do believe that it is conscious knowledge. So with that being said, there's a film that's very similar, almost an identical retelling of The Man Who Would Be King in animated, a type of, like, it's, I don't think it's Disney, I think it was DreamWorks, if I'm not mistaken. DreamWorks Films made an animated variant of this called The Road to El Dorado, which is also, the movie poster is also pictured on this slide. Very similar. They're coming for the gold. See, again, here's this concept once again that these beings were here for gold, and then they stayed for the, quote, adventure. It's definitely a film worth checking out that has a lot of parallels with the interference theory. So we'll continue on the other side of the break, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
With financial